Welcome to Entrusted Hope Podcast. We're so glad that you've chosen to join our host, Dr. O'Shea Lowry, as she shares with us God's unchanging truths and life lessons He has entrusted to her along her journey.
Hey everyone, today I am going to bring to you what I am calling a blog podcast. A few months ago, I wrote a blog entitled, Look at the Lesson, Not the Offense. On the day this piece was written, God had brought to my heart some great reminders of dealing with past offenses and hurts. Join me now as I share with you some of those great truths entrusted to me from the Lord. One day as I was carrying out my normal routine, the memory of a past offense abruptly caught me off guard. Out of nowhere, the intruder captivated my mind in an attempt to draw my attention to the previous hurt it had once inflicted. As I found myself dwelling on the particular action, my emotions were reaping the consequence of such thinking. However, before it was allowed to linger any longer, the Lord intervened. Suddenly, I heard the Holy Spirit whisper to my soul, "Look at the lesson, not the offense." I knew immediately what the Lord was steering me to remember. We all have those moments when the Lord teaches us lessons we will never forget, and this particular offense birthed such a moment. When an offense comes, you and I will either walk into the classroom where Jesus is the teacher, or we will walk into the classroom where the enemy presides to instruct. How do we know in which classroom we are in? I am glad you ask. When we walk into the classroom of our Savior, He will instruct us biblically how to handle the offense as well as the offender. And I'm going to tell you something because I've lived this. It will change your life. He will change your life and how you deal with those offenses and offenders when you do it His way. If we stay with Jesus through it all in His classroom through prayer, diving into His Word, and being obedient to what He instructs us to do, we will walk out of that classroom a transformed student, healed, forgiving, and loving the person who hurt us, and in awe of the teacher who instructed us. When an offense comes and we allow ourselves to be instructed by the enemy, we will quickly find ourselves engaging in the following. Number one, we will be instructed to view the offense through the eyes of the enemy. Number two, we will be instructed to view the person who hurt us through the lens of bitterness. Number three, we will be instructed against forgiveness and encouraged to hold grudges we were never meant to hold. And number four, we will walk out of His classroom bitter, wounded, and vengeful with no peace and no solution. Throughout God's Word, we read of so many people who were offended, who were hurt, who were wounded, and we learn through reading God's Word how they handled those offenses as well as those offenders through the Lord. God's Word tells the story of Joseph and how he was mistreated by his family. They were jealous of Joseph. They spoke to him harshly, sold him into slavery, and attempted to cover up their actions by lying to their own father about what had happened to the youngest son. Yet even though Joseph had suffered at the hands of individuals who should have loved him and protected him, God was not finished with the story of Joseph. He suffered at the hands of his family, as stated previously, and he suffered at the hands of others, being falsely accused of a crime he had never committed, and then placed into prison for that crime. Yet in God's appointed time, Joseph was released and experienced God's hand of blessings on his life and even on the lives of his family, whom he had greatly helped. In the end, Joseph viewed the entire situation of his sufferings, of what had happened to him, through the lens of Christ. Instead of dwelling on the offense itself, he saw the purpose for what had happened and pointed others to do the same. He experienced restoration to his family. He experienced the peace of God. At the very end of these trials and sufferings, God brings the family back to Joseph, his dad, those siblings who had hurt him, had sold him into slavery, spoken ill against him, toward him, mistreated him. God brings them all back together, and then Joseph's dad passes away, and now the siblings find themselves standing before Joseph, fearful of what he might do because of how they had treated him. And so Joseph stands before them and he looks at them and he says, "As for you," in Genesis 50, verse 20, he says, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result to preserve many people alive." I want to say that to you one more time. "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result to preserve many people alive." You see, Joseph recognized and understood the present result, and he focused on that and he led others to rather than on the offense. There have been many times in my life when I would respond emotionally to an offender or to offenses, and that is something that God has had to work in my life and still is working in my life to free me of. And so God had brought me through a time of an offense that occurred that I responded emotionally and very unchristian-like, very unchrist-like, and God just did a— I cannot even begin to tell you the work he did in my heart and the lesson that he taught. So over a year had passed since that offense had occurred. And on one particular day, the offense had resurfaced to my mind. And I realized what the enemy was after. And so did the Lord. As stated previously, the enemy wanted me to dwell on the hurt while the Lord wanted me to remember the lesson. Whatever offense you are holding on to today, release it, as well as the offender, into the loving hands of Jesus. Walk into his classroom on bended knees and allow him to teach you, to guide you, and to transform your life. Listen, Romans chapter 12, verses 14 through 21 states the following: "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' saith the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Refuse to allow the offense and the offender to mold you. Instead, allow the teacher himself to transform you. For we will either be molded by the offense or molded by Jesus through it. May we, like Joseph, learn through Christ to look at the present result instead of the offense. Look at the lesson instead of the offense. Look to Jesus, who will absolutely change your life through it." Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today to Entrusted Hope Podcast, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you for listening to Entrusted Hope Podcast. We pray today's teaching brought you hope and comfort in God's truth and in his love. For more information on Entrusted Hope Ministries, visit our website at entrustedhopeministries.org. Have a blessed day, and thank you again for listening to Entrusted Hope Podcast, an outreach of Entrusted Hope Ministries. Copyright Entrusted Hope Ministries. All rights reserved. No portion of this content may be reproduced in any form without permission from Entrusted Hope Ministries.